So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek taught, Arba achin shnayim mehem nesuim shtei achoyos, umeisu hanesuim mes achoyos. Hare elu chalces v'lo misyabmois. V'imkadmu v'kantzu yitzu. Rebbe Elazar Omer, Beishamai emir mikayim, ubeisila emir yitzu. Rebbe Elazar says that Beishamai is the linear opinion in this matter. The Gemara cites a braisa in which Abishol Omer, Kal hoylem lebeisila bedover zeh. Abishol says that Beis Hillel is the linear opinion. Shimon holds that both were lenient in this halacha. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah. If one of the sisters, Rachel, was an erva to one of the brothers, Reuven, he is asr ba umutar b'achaisa. Reuven obviously cannot take Rachel because of erva. Therefore, she is not zokuk, not bound to him for yibum. As a result, her sister Leah is not considered achesuk ukasle and mutter to Reuven. We must remember that Leah is not a tsarist erva because they're not coming from the same husband. Although this halacha was already taught in the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, achesu sheyivimta chayletzus oy misyabemes, if one of the sisters Rachel was an erva to Reuven, for example, as Rashi says, before she married Shimon, she was kalosai, Reuven's daughter-in-law, he is asru ba umutta ba chaysa, he cannot take Rachel because of erva, but he can be miyam leya. The Gemara answers tzricha. We need both rulings. Our Mishnah teaches that even where there are two surviving brothers, Reuven can be miyam leya, even though the ikala migzer mishum sheni. We might think that we should not allow Reuven to be miyam leya, because Shimon might mistakenly also be miyam one of the two, when actually both are forbidden to because of achesu kukasai. The earlier Mishnah teaches that he may be miyabim the non-erva, even though delekashen de kamuchach. There is no second brother who is not miyabim any one of them because of achesu kukasai to remind us about that halacha. And we might think to not allow Reuven to be miyabim because people, not realizing that Rachel is an erva, will think that he's taking Leah and achesu kukasai. The Mishnah continues. Isser mitzvah v'isser kedusha, chayletzes v'loy misyabemes. If Rachel was asa to Reuven because of an isser lav, or an isser derabbanan, she requires chalitza, because the exemption is only for an erva of chiv krisis similar to achaysisha, but he may not do yibim because of the isser lav or the isser derabbanan. Leah also requires chalitza because she's not a tsaras erva, but may not do yibim because of achaysu kukasle. Although this halacha was also taught in the Mishnah Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, our Mishnah teaches that Isser Mitzvah is not like Isser Erva, and that notwithstanding the Isser Mitzvah, the sister is considered Achayis Kukasai. The Mishnah continues, Haysa Achas Mehen Asura Alze Isser Erva, V'Hashni Asura Alze Isser Erva. If each one of the sisters was an Erva to one of the brothers, as follows. Rachel was an Erva to Reuven, and Leah was an Erva to Shimon. Hasur Lazeh Muteris Lazeh, V'Hasur Lazeh Muteris Lazeh. Rachel is asa to Reuven and mutter to Shimon because she is not an erva to Shimon. She is also not a chayis sukukasai because her sister Leah is not sukukasai since she is an erva to Shimon. Leah is asa to Shimon and mutter to Reuven because she is not an erva to Reuven and not a chayis sukukasai because her sister Rachel is not sukukasai since she is an erva to Reuven. Here too, the Gemara explains that although the Reish of the Mishnah already taught this halacha where one of the Yavamis is an erva, however, the seifa is needed because the lekasheni de kamuchach, and the reishva is needed because the leka tarvayu mochach yadodi. Amar Rav Yehuda Merav, b'chein tani Rav Chiya, b'kulon ani koyer behen. This last scenario of ha'asur lazeh muteres lazeh, v'asur lazeh muteres lazeh, can occur with any one of the chamesh esrei arayos mentioned in the first Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Metargim b'chamesh ve'elech, Rav Yehuda qualifies this statement to be referring only to the arayos mentioned from Chamoisi and further, because the Mishnah is only referring to cases min ha-nisuin, and Bita can only be illustrated in the case of Bita Ma'anus Sasai, a daughter born out of wedlock, as Rash explains. The sisters Rachel and Leah are the daughters of Reuven and Shimon respectively. Obviously, they're sisters only from one mother. However, this can only occur in the case of Bita Ma'anus Sasai. Reuven had Rachel out of wedlock, and then Shimon had Leah with this same mother out of wedlock. If Reuven had married her and then divorced or died, Shimon cannot have married her because of Eshesach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah here is therefore not referring to the first six cases of the first Mishnah, which are similar to Bittai, although the other five can occur min ha-nisuin. Abaye says that the Mishnah is referring even to cases min ha'anusin. Aval eshes achiv shalahoye ba'ilamei loy kiven da libedu Reb Shimon hu de mishkachas lo al libedu rabbanu le mishkachas lo beplug de loykemari. The Mishnah is not discussing cases about which there is a machlekes. Rav Safra mitargim af eshes achiv shalahoye ba'ilamei u mishkachas lo b'shita achi ba libedu Reb Shimon b'samaneich meis noyled b'yibim meis noyled b'yibim. As follows. In this case, Yaakov ultimately has six sons, but we start with four sons. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven b'Shimon married two sisters, Rachel b'Leah. Reuven died, leaving Rachel a Yavama. Before Levi or Yehuda did Yibim or Chalitza, a fifth son was born to Yaakov, Yisachar, who certainly cannot be Miyam Rachel because of Eshes Achav Shlohei b'Lamai, since he was born after the death of Reuven. Levi went ahead and was Miyam Rachel. Then Shimon died, leaving Leah a Yavama. At this point, a sixth son was born to Yaakov Zvulun, who cannot be Miyam Leah because of Eshes Achav Shlohei b'Lamai. He was born after the death of Shimon. And Yehuda went ahead and was Miyabim Leah. Subsequently, both Levi and Yehuda died childless, leaving both Rachel and Leah Yevamis to the surviving brothers Yisachar Bezvul. Rachel is an erva of Eshes Ach to Yisachar, since previously, when she was a Yevama from Reuven, she was forbidden to Yisachar as Eshes Achav Shlohei b'Lamai. She remains asur to him forever as an Eshes Ach from Reuven. Leah is not an erva to Yisachar, because when she was the Yavama from Shimon, she was permitted to Yisachar as he was by Lamai of Shimon. He was already born at the time Shimon died. Leah is an erva to Zevulun, since previously, when she was a Yavama from Shimon, she was forbidden to Zevulun as Eshes Ach of Shlei by Lamai. She remains asur to him forever as an Eshes Ach from Shimon. This is a case of Noilid Ulubsaif Yibim. He was born before Yehuda was Miyam. Rachel is not an erva to Zevulun, because according to Reb Shimon, the Issur of Eshes Achav Shlohei b'Lamai does not apply in the case of Yibim Ulbasayf Noilet, where he was born after Levi had already been Miyam, and he never found her in the Yibim situation. Therefore, Hasur Lazeh Mutaris Lazeh, Vasur Lazeh Mutaris Lazeh, Rachel is Asa to Yisachar, but Mutar to Zevulun, Leah is Asa to Zevulun, but Mutar to Yisachar. Shittas Reb Shimon is discussed at length on Daf Yotches Yotes, see our reviews there. The scenarios of all the arise are illustrated in great detail in Rashi on Daf Tesma Beis, see our review there. Zok the Mishnah, Shloisha Achen, Shnai Mehem Nisuin Shtei Achois. There were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Two of them, Reuven, Shimon, married Rachel, Leah, who are sisters. Oy Isha Ubita, Oy Isha Ubas Bita, Oy Isha Ubas Bina, or their mother and daughter, or granddaughter. If Reuven and Shimon die, and they both fall for Yibim to Levi, because they are both achayis ukukase. Reb Shimon Paiter, as the Gemara explains, Reb Shimon Paiter b'shtehen min hachalitza min ha'yibim. Reb Shimon exempts both Rachel and Leah from both yibim chalitza. Shenemar ve'isha el achayisa lo yisikach litzror b'shar shenasu tzaris zu lezu lo yehei lecha likuchin afel ba'achas men. When they become tzaris to each other, even if only through zika, they are potter mi yibim in atera, and therefore also potter min hachalitza. The Mishnah continues. Haysa achas men asura lov iser erva, asur ba umuta ba achaysa, iser mitzvah, iser kedusha, chelzos v'lo misyamis. Although these halachas were already taught previously, they are repeated here to exclude certain gezeiros we might think are necessary according to Reb Shimon. Mishnah is on the next daf, continue with similar scenarios.